Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. It's Butter Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena.
The
best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Palace
Radio, love fantasy,
it's
they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
Good evening, Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, Hello? Yes, I can hear you just fine. Miss Mo Better?
Okay. Yes, Miss Mo Better's in the building. In the building,
okay,
in the building.
Let me turn my volume up a little bit, make sure.
Okay. My, you know what
All
it
right.
is?
I can hear you better.
My service down here stinks.
Okay, gotcha.
It really
gotcha.
Does.
We're gonna make it do what it do for that hour. But just real quick, for those of you who are just tuning in, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am Storm, and this is Miss Mobetta.
Yes.
Shout out to Ray Queen. Ray Queen is definitely getting some rest right about now. She may be
yes.
going in later, but just get your rest, Diva. Get your rest.
Absolutely.
So we do have a special guest coming on this evening, Laurie Edwards. He'll be joining us shortly. What we're doing real quick is we're just going to recap, you know, what we do every week. You know, for those of you who are new to the Diva Squad, pretty much in the beginning part of our show, we just do a recap, you know, just on what's going on in the world real quick. And then, you know, probably about 8:15, 8:20, we bring the artist on or our special guest on. And then, you know, we just start the interview from there. So, Miss Mobetta, how you been?
Storm, you know what? I can't really complain. I can, but I won't. You know, life is moving as usual, you know, trying to get used to our new norm. Because I think we'll be wearing masks for the rest of our lives around here. For real. You know what? I try to keep my distance and or you know, but
yeah, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah, you're breaking up though.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to hold the phone right in my mouth. I just wanted to say one thing, though, real quick, about, you know, with the COVID and stuff like that. People will say that, oh, it's part of HIPAA. You know, listen, we're not looking for people's medical history. But when it comes to COVID, if someone has it, I think we have a right to know. Because if you were in contact with that person, then, you know, you'll have to be checked. Even if you've had a test before and were negative, you'll have to be tested again. So I think HIPAA goes should be out the window as far as COVID goes, you know, because it's airborne,
yeah.
You know.
See, I don't know, like, because then it's like, it's kind of like a disclosure that you'd have to give, because yes, everyone should know who has it, so you know if you come in contact with that person. But there's such a fine line, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would think, honestly, human decency, you would think that the person would have enough common sense to know that if you have it, you tested positive, you need to reach out to the people you came in contact with. You know, it's kind of like that good old, like, okay, you got to have that, you know, you have to be able to use your lines of communication, because when you deal with jobs, they're not going to tell you because they don't want to be sued, you know. But worked with you and I've been around you and you know me and you know I have a family and my immune system is compromised and you know what I'm saying? You know the basic common courtesy. You should say something, you know. You should let people know. And people don't nowadays. And I'm going to tell
they
you,
really
you're experiencing it. You know, because people feel, oh, well, you didn't come directly in contact with that person. Well, what does that mean exactly? I wasn't next to them holding their hand. We didn't share a sentence together. What does that mean? You didn't come into direct contact with them. I'm confused.
Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely, you know.
Yeah. Some people are being very selfish about the situation. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to work, especially if they knew. Because now it's to the point, like, all right, you can have it and not know you have it and go to work or whatever and, you know, something like that. That I can understand. But like I said, we're not looking for everybody's medical history. I'm not looking for your medical
right.
history. I'm not looking, you know what I mean? But if you felt that you, you know, you've been tested and positive and we're around people, I think we have a right to know that. And you know,
right.
I just, for that, you know, for that sake. Because you'll have people, again, go to work knowing that they have it or knowing that they've been around somebody that's infected. Because it happened personally at my own job, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and it just, it causes a lot of chaos, not sharing that information. So, you know, like I said, it's not like, oh, you went out and purposely caught COVID. Because don't nobody want this. But then a lot of people are going on this notion, oh, I think everybody will have it. Then you know where they got that from, right? The commanding chief trying to get thrown out of his house right now. You know, he made people believe, oh, you'll get it and get over it. You know what I mean? But come on, man, don't do that. That's selfish. That's my personal opinion. I think it's just very selfish.
Yeah. It is. You know, common courtesy, you should tell someone. And
exactly.
In reality, you should. Common courtesy, you should be able to tell someone, like, hey, you know what, I tested positive or whatever. But then again, we have to be careful also because, you know, I was told that there's a couple facilities who are some are testing negative, but they're really positive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
and vice
that's
versa.
Scary. That's
yep.
scary. And vice versa.
Yep.
That's scary because you have people who are literally going to get this rapid test and they're thinking, okay,
right.
it's a common cold now when that's not even the case.
And all. Right. Right. And all
yeah,
actually,
that's
kind
of scary. But
COVID. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But just real quick, I just wanted to touch on, you know, Madam President, Madam Trump.
President.
I want to talk about no. Madam Trump.
Girl, you stupid. I thought you were talking about Kamala.
No,
Kamala.
I'm talking about Madam Trump. Yes.
That thing
yes.
is. Yes. I would listen. You said Madam President. Oh, my God. You know what? It's no surprise in how he wouldn't concede. It's no surprise. This is who he is. This is really who he is. He just throws tantrums. He just thinks he's above everybody, even people in his own camp. You see how he's still firing people on your way out the door. You know what I mean? So, and he doesn't listen to expert advice. He doesn't follow doctrine. He does none of that stuff. And it makes him very foolish. And for people that are actually backing him, that makes them foolish as well. Because the evidence is there. You talk about a voter fraud and all that kind of stuff. Listen, take your loss like a man. Take it like a man
exactly.
that can claim you are. And leave the house.
Madam.
But he already
that's
knew.
Why I said-
Before this,
yeah.
he already knew before all this went on that he was losing. That's just why he told his people to stand back and stand by and not stand down.
Right.
Because he knew.
Right.
He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He already knew. So now you're going to, you got Turtle mentioning, oh, he's in his legal right. Sure, it's legal for him to file. But you already had the three or four states shut it down because you have lack of evidence. You're going in there with speculation and what you think is happening, but you have no evidence
right.
of any voter fraud going on. So,
well, I just want to laugh.
The experts are telling him the numbers are not even close. So why
right,
are you
right.
pursuing this? And even if you would win like Pennsylvania or something, it's still not enough to put you above
right.
in the necessary vote.
So, Madam President, sit down. I could have sworn I saw that U-Haul truck out there outside the White House. So yeah, I just wanted to mention it real fast. But we do have a special guest this evening, and he has been on the line. You know, he's in the studio waiting to go on the air. The phone lines are definitely open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. And I'm sure I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, but I'm going to give you a short introduction of who he is real fast. You know,
okay.
We were blessed to have him sing at our wedding.
Okay.
Yes, 2017, December 16th. So he's definitely a friend of GQ Palace. And so, of course, giving him an interview this evening here on a Diva Squad, like you guys know, it's a little different because on a Diva Squad, usually we do topics and stuff like that. You know, we keep it on a different level, but now we're interviewing people as well. So it was definitely an honor to be able to, you know, receive some new music from him and, you know, him come on the air for this interview. So without further ado, we're just going to bring Larry Edwards on the show. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, hey,
welcome.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello. How you doing, lady? Hello. Said my name is Larry and I'm ready. Just wanted to say hello.
How's everybody? Just had to get down.
Hey.
Welcome. Good evening.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, that's the introduction. No.
Absolutely is. That is. That's a business card for you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you.
All right, all right. So, welcome to the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. You're on with two hosts. We have three. One's a little out right now, but you're on with Storm and Miss No Better. So, you know, as we open up, we just want you to talk a little bit about yourself. For the new listeners, new callers, explain to them who you are.
All right. Well, my name is Larry Edwards Jr. I was originally born in Richmond, Virginia. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a little while, and I moved here to New York. I'm currently residing in Brooklyn now. I've lived in Bronx for a good little portion. I have a daughter. But I mainly started singing in church at the age of 7 years old under the tutelage of my father, who was a well-known gospel musician throughout the city, Richmond City and surrounding counties. And I eventually, you know, sung in school choruses from church, did talent shows, and eventually went to Norfolk State University, where I earned my bachelor's degree in music media. Almost signed a major record deal some years ago. It didn't pan out, so I took matters into my own hands. And been traveling across the country from New York, L.A., Chicago, Washington, D.C. I actually won awards. I'm an award-winning indie artist in all of those five major markets. I've opened up for early 90s R&B legends intro, the Delphonics Review, Jaguar Wright. I've also opened up for the legendary Ohio Players, and I've performed in, you know, countless award shows as well as countless venues throughout the country. In most of the cities that I've been in, L.A., Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Boston, D.C., and like I said, I won awards in all of them, one of them being the Bronx Sunshine Honorary Luther Vandross Award. A few years ago, and I'm a three-time Dubseed R&B Artist of the Year. That award was given initially in Chicago, and I currently have an EP out called Love Anthems that is, you know, turning a little heads now, you know, but that was preceded by Poetic Love, which I won a couple of Billboard awards for one of my songs, Average Brother, and, you know, trailblazing the way for
me to just continue to do what I do. You know, that's me in a nutshell, because I don't want to take up the whole time giving a whole hour resume, but that's just a light mm-hmm. you know, thing of what I do and why. And I'm also a poet as well. So.
No. Listen, it's grateful. I'm grateful just listening. You have a divine voice, you know, like that baritone voice that grabs people's attention, you know.
Right.
So,
and Luther Vandross is my first husband.
We can listen to you all day speak, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Hey. You know.
Hey.
Don't think you're talking too much. You know.
Excellent.
But again,
welcome
to the Diva Squad. We appreciate you coming mm-hmm. on here tonight and sharing a little bit of yourself for our callers and listeners tonight. So, you know, get yourself out there a little something, you know.
Oh, yeah, I do these a lot, and I love doing radio interviews. I love sharing my story. I love being around good, down-home people, and,
That's right.
And hopefully I can inspire enough person, and I continue to remain inspired by other people, you know, as we all hear a lot.
Excellent. Well, I just want to just say it again, because I don't think anyone heard me. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. That Luther Vandross is my first husband. Did I hear me say that or no?
Yeah, I heard you. Loud and clear.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Because I was like, I wasn't sure if I was muted. Yeah, Luther Vandross is my first husband. You know, before everything went a little left.
Do you have that singing trait like Luther? Let me hear something.
Who? Me?
Who?
It's, yeah, you.
Oh.
Storm, you talking to?
You said you Luther and your first trait. Cousin?
No, I said first husband,
no,
honey.
First husband.
Husband.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, okay.
You
all
don't
right,
want to hear me sing, trust me. You do not want to hear me sing at all. Okay, I'm going to leave that
Let
to you.
Let me take you home, if only for one night. Let me keep you near, the way is clear. It would be so nice, if only for one night.
Yes. All right. Well, look, we'll see. We're gonna how about we get to one of your songs? Let's start with one. Talk about Girl Go Away. Tell us a little bit about that. The name and everything. This Girl Go Away, I don't know. Let's talk about this.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know, I got into this funny little conversation on the air about this. It's basically, hey, you've had enough, and it's just a nice little way of saying, you know, I don't have to say get the F out. I don't have to curse you out. Just politely just pack your things and just go, you know. This is why you just need to go. You know, I even make you a drink, and so you can just go and go forever. You don't need to be busting windows out my car. I don't need to be calling you all kinds of names. Just go ahead. We just make this peaceful. Just make a graceful exit. That's all.
Right.
I gave you my reason.
Keep it classy and exit.
Huh?
I said, so keep it classy and exit.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah.
All right. So, guys and divas, we're gonna go ahead with our first song, "Girl Go Away." We're gonna play that, and then we're gonna come back and just elaborate a little bit more on that, and see who you worked with that project.
Mm-hmm.
So stay right there. We'll be right back. Love Fantasy with the Beat Squad.
Yes,
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You, I'm feeling misused. Baby, girl, listen to the words I incite and recite and reminisce on the realness that you'll be missing. It was all love, straight from the heart, right from the start.
Wasn't kidding, baby.
I played my part, gave you my heart. Since you played yourself and messed up, I'm willing to put my chest up, hold my head high. Look at yourself, girl, bye.
You was begging her to go. You
hurry up.
Oh, God. Oh. So before we get started, we do have a caller. I just want to bring the caller on because the caller did call on before the song.
Carla, are you there?
I am here. Peace and love, everyone. Marie. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Larry, what's happening, man? Congratulations again.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
a little bit.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up? I know exactly who that is. Thank you, sister. great poet herself. Miss Bourne is right. I'm going to introduce her before she even says anything. Very supportive. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. Yeah, man. Definitely. She's awesome herself.
Thank you. No, we didn't hear you, but I don't even have a long time. But, you know, you featured, like, every other day of the week. So, like, your features is like a part-time job. You did. But I'm loving the features, ladies. It's really going nice. It's going great. This man is, we already know, a dope performer, an awesome writer. But what we, I don't think what people, a lot of people do know is that he really loves young people. So I have one question for the feature. Are we doing questions, or what does it look like here?
No, sure. You can ask questions when the phone lines are open. You take the floor.
All right. So, Mr. Larry Edwards, we keep hearing all this music of go away and, you know, you're going to have a whole drink and you just, you know what I mean, kick rocks. Basically, let's not argue, and I can respect that. I respect it. I respect the man. I'm not going to even expound on this, but I respect the man that can just let it go and let it be and let that woman be in peace, or that woman let that man be in peace, like grown, amicable adults. That's some dope. That's just beautiful to me. But, Larry, what does the perfect woman look like for you? What does that look like? We know what you don't like, what you don't want, but tell your listeners what you do enjoy.
Okay. Let us know. They listening.
I don't know. I guess it was just after a tear, you know. I guess she was just talking about her being, you know, maybe somewhat attractive. She doesn't have to look like Beyonce or be a supermodel or anything like that. You know, just, you know, I can look at her, she can look at me, you know, hold a conversation. Maybe, you know, has her own money, you know what I mean? has her own thing in life. You know, I mean, we'll start with those things, and everything could. I leave the rest of the imagination. But you know, definitely, she has to have a good conversation, have a nice personality. You know, I mean, you know, not
yeah,
a mean person.
Yeah.
You know, people can tolerate being around them. You know.
Yes, that positive energy. It's real. That I think that positive energy goes a long way, because especially with corona and bills and life and just challenges, I mean, just being brown alone in this universe and in everything else, nobody wants to, in their right freaking mind, come home to no bitter Betty or no depressed Donald. I don't want that shit. I don't need it. When I come home, I'm a mental health advocate, y'all. I mean, I'm a mental health advocate. Y'all crazy. I mean, I'm not judging you. Feel me? I'm a myth. I really get stress. I get it. But damn, can you just, if you're not sane enough to leave that behind our door, and our door could be my place, your place collectively. If you're not sane enough to leave that behind that door, you're not sane enough to be with me, because the world is already trying to beat me up. You dig? So what I need from you is restoration. I need to be built, rebooted. I need to re-up, and I'm going to do the same for you. You see?
That's right.
But I can't help you beat depression every day. Like, you can't find shit to be grateful for. I can come walk with me and I can show you something. Let's go. No, real talk. I did that to somebody. I loved them this much, but their depression drove me nuts. And I fight depression, so I surely ain't judging. But I took that person.
Exactly.
Let's go to the ICU. Let's go to the hospital. And let's find 10 reasons for you to be grateful. But I'm going to digress. Larry, congratulations, Larry Edwards. Our underground R&B sensation. Ladies, congratulations on your platform. May it grow and everything.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I appreciate you. appreciate you.
Larry, I have a question, Larry.
And thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
But I have a question for Larry. Is it safe? Is this safe to assume that you're a single man, being that whole conversation just went on?
Maybe not.
I'm not here to put you on the spot, because I know a lot of people like to keep their personal lives private. You know what I mean?
I will say this though, as far as girl go away as how it relates to life and love, I mean, my whole thing is, at the end of the day, whether you're in a relationship, friendship, candy ship, whatever ship, the bottom line is you have to respect each other, you know, and you have to bring out the best in each other. And if you cannot do the same or treat that person the same way that you, and I mean the exact same way that they treat you, then y'all don't need to be dealing with each other, bottom line. And it's nothing wrong with good treatment, nothing wrong with saying hello and being, you know, whatever that is, you know what I'm saying? But hey.
No. But you know what?
All right. Look. Go ahead, Miss Loretta.
Hold on what you're saying a little bit. A little bit of gratitude goes a long way. Like, not the same reason, thank you to each other. You know what I mean? That you just don't know how far that can take you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
So,
being courteous to each other, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
now that
gratitude.
Show a little gratitude, show a little appreciation for each other. And
right.
I think relationships will last a little longer, so.
Well, I'm just going to say I'm sorry, but in the process of, just putting it out there just to help you out a tad bit, we want to make sure that your mind and your heart is right before you enter into anything with anybody.
Right.
You know, those are very important factors because, you know, I definitely respect the realness of Ms. Born the Right. But we want to make sure that your heart and your mind is definitely correct before you enter into something, because you know you can look however you want to look, but if your mind and your heart's not right, then that's a turn off by itself. You know,
we definitely want to make sure that's right.
But we're not gonna.
We're not gonna
keep on dwelling about your personal. We're gonna get to the next song, and we're gonna. We're gonna go to the next song. You sent a couple, songs over to us, you know. So, do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite song, or one you're pushing harder than others?
I mean, for this one, it would be hard to say because I actually enjoyed making every song. I had to pick a personal favorite, I would say it would be Let Me See You Do It, simply because of the ambiance and the feel of the song, and, you know, it brought back a nostalgic vibe, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know, you know, if you came along when Slow Jams was Slow Jams, and, you know, you could get, like, Keith Sweat, Janet Jackson, 70s Love Group, Barry White, Practice What You Preach. I had a whole tape with that. That's what I'm reflecting on. And then later to the early 2000s, you know, when R&B was still pretty, you know, you had Brothers Like Tavi still putting it down, Shaheen and stuff. So it just brought back a kind of like, and I wanted to do it more so in a spoken word type of element, so, you know. So I would say that had to be, you know, my favorite.
All right, so we're going to let you introduce that one, and we're going to go to that song. You can introduce it.
All right. Well, this is entitled From the Love Anthems EP, Let Me See You Do It, and the rest is history. Well, in your ears.
Thank you. in my male anatomy, flood the gates and scram. She does this little thing while she in rhythm. She be looking like she possessed. Just to see her do it makes my manhood a mess. Keep me infatuated with you, and I'm obsessed. She makes me fiend for a little thing she do, like a dope fiend hooked on her like she is a sexual amphetamine. Baby, just let me see you do it. Please, let me see you do it.
Just let me see you. Let me see you. Let me see you do it. Let me see you. Let me see you. Let me see you do it.
Baby, I'm not gonna lie. It's my biggest fetish. I love to see you do it when I'm in it. You better not forget it. Every time I'm with you, it feels like the first time. And the first time I saw you do that thing, it blew my mind. It's almost like you in a fixated trance that leaves my nature paralyzed before it maneuvers in your walls and does an orgasmic dance. You got me erupting like a fertile storm. Doing that little thing that keeps my head warm. Don't stop doing it. I want you to feel my explosion. I want you to feel my potion.
Just let me see you.
Baby, just let me see you.
Let me see you.
Let me see you do it.
Let me see you do it.
Do it.
This is so good.
Baby, ooh, baby, please do it.
I want to get the habit, baby.
Can't get enough of you. Lord knows I love the good stuff from you. Love when my body's intertwined with you. But boo, I'm so loving that special thing you do. Just do it. Please, just do it. Please, just do it.
I do like how you were able to bring the spoken word into it, because I didn't know what to expect, but you can get up on stage and perform that one. I'm just saying. Have you? That right there?
Not yet. I will.
Ooh. I will. When you do, cool. I want to see the crowd for that one.
That's
right.
You're going to get a lot of crowd reaction out of that, because the first thing I said was like, oh, this is really y'all right now, you know. I mean, it's not a good thing. We need some adult stuff going on.
I hope it was a good thing, you know. It wasn't to be or not to be, and nothing like that, you know. Roses are red, violets are blue, and them. But I just figured out, you know, to what I do. I hope y'all enjoy it. But yes, that's what I want to blend. Because I'm also a spoken word artist as well. You know, I want to blend the spoken word with, you know, good old fashioned R&B, you know, just to try to, you know. Jill Scott did it at one point, even long before her last
right.
post. So I just want to reawaken the culture a little bit, you know, just in a new way, you know.
Just bringing it back to that good old music, you know, like, it, you know, nowadays the music is so different, you know, but it's like when you think about it, it's like if you could bring it back and just switch it with your own flavor, that right there, man, listen, you can do so much. Especially in that era. You know, for us, you know, in our generation, you know, it lets the new generation know that this is what music is right here. This is what music was way before you even were in existence, you know. This is what music is. But I definitely want to, we have a couple more songs to play, so I do want to make sure we can get to all the songs. But the phone lines are open, 845-277-9098. Tell us a little bit about Baby Making Love.
Oh man. Well, Baby Making Love is just basically that classic vibe. I mean, even today, like, I mean, even me trying to have a baby, you know what I mean? You know, just
make a
virtual baby.
Talk a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, spoke up a little bit. Yeah, we can barely hear you.
You know, you might want to make a virtual baby, you know what I mean? You're just sitting back, chilling with your lady, you know, somebody you've been building with for a long time, you know, especially if you, you know, thinking about, you know, settling with that person. But, you know, you have your animalistic ways with that person. Hey, I want to, you know, do that baby making thing, you know what I mean? Or better yet, just, we ain't trying to make no baby necessarily, but, you know, let's make it feel like we're making a baby, you know, and just... You know, have a couple of glasses of wine or Kool-Aid or whatever it is, and Popeye's chicken, whatever it is you need to relax. You know, just that feel good, you know what I mean? It's just y'all, you know, one-on-one, girl. Give me that baby making love. Give me that, you know. Got that. You know, the rest of the song will explain everything.
All right, and with that being said, we're going to get to the song. Let's get to the song.
Yes.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive, exclusive.
Thank you.
is so heavenly. Inside your walls of love is where I wanna be. Just being next to you brings about my wildest fantasy. This is destined to be the love we shared so freely, completely, with endless possibility.
Making babies.
Yeah, listen, I must say that you are very direct in what you want. I mean, I say the lyrics. Like, you're very direct. Like, there's no sugarcoat, not that it has to be, but you're direct. So can't nobody say that, oh, I didn't know what you wanted, because you state that. You let it be.
But
that's a nice track, though.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I got to give my shout out to my producers. The first track, Q Banner, one of the best engineers in New York City. He also did the rap, The Girl Go Away, and he produced Let Me See You Do It. I got to give it his credit, and also credit my fellow, because I'm a historically black. I went to a historically black college, and the person that produced "Baby Making Love" from Norfolk State University, Mr. Brian Sullivan. We talked about working together for years. Never got around to it, but he kind of. I actually created that track years ago. I'd say 10, 15 years ago. But he kind of revamped it for me, and you know, gave it a more up to date sound. So. But I've always dreamed of making a song like that, you know, just nostalgic, just classic, but, you know, in the times of now, hey, you know, whatever, you know, I'm just trying to bring back a vibe when, you know, I want people to feel good, you know, be able to smile, you know, crack a joke or, you know, just be relaxed, you know, nothing, you know, fancy, just to, you know, sit down and, you know, if my music is just type of hype and you can get into it, you know what I mean? You can just relax, relate, and just relieve the stress of the world. You know, that's what I'm trying to create, you know.
Okay. Excellent.
So we do have, but I want to ask you real quick. We have one more song, but I do want to ask you, what motivates you to do? Because the three songs that we've heard so far are all three different. So what motivates you to write the songs that you write?
Just life and just, you know, it could be off of anything. And if I have some good food, some good chicken or whatever, I might want to write a song about maybe not the chicken itself, but just, you know, just vibing, you know what I mean? Conversations, that's how I write most of my poetry, off of conversations. Just, you know, I could be in a mood or a thought and, you know, I'm not, you know, some people need different things to get them ready. You know, I don't need incense and all that
right.
other stuff. I just feel like an urge, oh, man, I might hear a track, you know, from one of my producers that I'm using at the time. I'm like, oh, man, I like that. That takes me to a place. I got to write something, you know what I'm saying? So I get inspired mm-hmm. by so many different things. It's just hard. It could be a track. It could be a mood or a feeling. It could be a conversation.
Gotcha.
It could be a dose of everything. You know, that's what motivates me, man. Life imitates art, you know, basically.
Okay. And so what's next for you? I know with 2020, you know, pandemic, things change, you know, things are moving a little slow right now. But how has it affected you and what's next for you?
Well, it hasn't really affected me. To be honest, I mean, I've still been blessed, man. I still work. I still have a roof over my head. I still eat. I still live my life. You know, of course, I was careful, you know. But I think, you know, I did a lot. It made me tap into things more like doing promotion, like coming up with creative ideas, especially using social media, you know, performing on a lot of IG Lives and, you know, reaching out to people, hey, check this out. I know you're stuck in the house, but, you know, why don't you, you know, buy into this and get your mind over it. So it kind of, you know, kind of pushed me. And, you know, I've always been the type of person, I've had challenges throughout my life. And when I'm met with a challenge, I'm like, okay, I'm going to come up with a creative way to get through it. I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to say, woe is me. Of course, I can't perform as, even though I have a couple of times, I can't perform as steadily as I would like to, but, you know, at the same token, I, you know, this right here, you know, performing on certain lives and doing live concerts, it hasn't slowed me down in that area. So I can say it really hasn't. And as far as for what's next, you know, I also have acted a little bit. I want to experiment more with that. Continuous music, you know, opening up for some more, you know, heavy acts, or just actually doing most of my own thing. You know, I'm thinking about putting on a IG Facebook Live concert with a collabing with another artist and, you know, collabing with other, you know, artists and just making this thing grow, you know, regardless of what happens. You know, the world could be coming to an end and I'll still be trying to create new. So nothing's going to stop my plan, you know. Nothing's going to stop me unless God says, you know what, that's it. I need you to rest and, you know, I take my last breath and, you know, get into some bad health. I can't do it no more. But other than that, you know, I look forward to moving this thing forward.
So, a question.
Excellent.
Where do you say you live now? Where are you based out of?
Right now, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, my favorite borough is the Bronx. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I like all the five boroughs, but there's something about the Bronx when you're ready to relocate back there. It's just calling me. Everything's so convenient. Got a cool feel, you know. And I remember singing at Miss Storm and Rich Money's wedding, man. We was on the party bus.
That's
from the
right.
Party,
that's right.
To Long Island, man. We had so much fun. I just want to let you know I had the time of my life, man. Y'all had some good food, some good drinks. Everybody
you.
Was fun.
Yeah.
Man, the party bus. I mean, I would get worried there for a minute when we hit Long Island because I was like, man, that's a whole bunch of woods out here. If something happened, anybody gonna find us. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. But that's actually the second
now
time
you good.
I've been
the
on a party bus.
Chase you, but you was all right.
Huh?
You might have been chased by raccoons
inside. Raccoons? Oh, man. I don't think I wanted to stay outside too much. As soon as I got to the venue. I just made sure I stepped outside. I didn't veer too far off, you know, because all I saw was woods. I don't know if y'all got bears out there or nothing. You know what I'm saying? That was like a,
nah.
A way of life. I'm like kind of not used to it.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people felt that way. We're like, just get off the party bus and go straight into the venue. That's it, you know. Straight off the bus.
Yeah,
and just go right in there.
But I had
excellent.
Fun. I had fun. Hopefully y'all do that again. Renew your vows or something, man. Let me know where the party bus is, man. I mean, I can't wait, man. I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? That was real fun, man. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, so our last song. Oh, yeah,
okay. A question,
Ms. Mopetta?
You know, I was just going to ask, is there anybody in the, like, mainstream that you would like to work with and haven't? I know you said you've opened for a few people, but, you know, is there anybody that you would like to work with? Right.
Well, one of my favorite of all time, well, not of all time, one of my few, because there's so many vocalists. I mean, I've been a Donny Hathaway fan since inception, but unfortunately, he's no longer here, so I couldn't. I would have to say Faith Evans. I remember her first CD, and I love the way she does her vocal arrangements. And it's like, man, that would be a match made in heaven to work with her. Even before he, you know, faced legal troubles, R. Kelly, you know, leave that situation.
before he faced
legal troubles, well, we knew, you know, and I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know what's what with that situation, but before, you know, as far as the musical aspect, I would have loved to have worked with him. Barry White, he's no longer here. Mary J. Blige, even. There's so many people.
Right.
Kelly Price, Gerald Burt. I mean, the list goes on, man. I probably work with the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if I could. But, I mean, if I had to pick a few artists, it would have to be, you know, Faith Evans, R. Kelly, and Donny Hathaway.
Okay. Good choices. Yeah. Those are good picks.
Go Storm. No, I was gonna say those are excellent picks, and just so you know, I'm just saying, R. Kelly, he is a musical genius. I mean, he definitely, I don't know what's going on with his personal life. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely is a genius when it comes down to music itself. He's definitely hands down.
Right.
He's definitely talented. Definitely. You can't take that. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know about that peeing video that I saw and stuff, but we're going to leave that alone. We're not going to talk too much about it. But
I never saw it either.
And it's R. Kelly too. I'm just saying. But we gonna bring on a caller real fast. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Yes, my name is Clevette Harris, and I'm a friend of Larry's. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, on time. What's up, baby? How you doing? Big supporter.
Can she hear you?
She's still there.
He can hear. I don't know if he can hear me or not. Can you hear me, Larry?
Yeah. I said, hey, Clevette, big supporter, hometown love. I said, big supporter, I appreciate you. This is always holding me down, man. Always. Love it to death.
Excellent. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him. And I love him so much. You know, where he goes, Al goes.
Now that's a supporter right there.
That's true.
That's a supporter.
That's
a yes.
That's
excellent.
I was a little tired tonight, but you know, because he's here, you know, I wanted to come along with him.
Oh, that's nice. And we thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. Love. Aww. Love you, Miss Harris. Love you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. She said, wherever you go, she said, wherever you go, and she, wherever you go, she going too.
She going.
That's the supporter right there.
I love it. But you know, if you don't have people supporting you, man, you don't have a career. And
that's right.
I embrace everybody that enjoys my music. You know, if they feel in me and they like what I do, you know, I try to show them as much respect. And I'm not going to talk too much about her, you know, health or anything. But one thing I can say is Miss Harris is she has battles with sickness from here and there. And I'm just saying that. And there are times when she can't, but even times when she's not feeling well, she takes her time to call in or Skype in, or not Skype in, but go tune in on IG every single time. And, you know, for her,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
To battle, to have the battles that she has and to still show up and show support says a lot. So when people do that for you, I always try to make a concentrated effort, to show them that I love them, I appreciate them. I mean, if that means singing a song for her grandchild or whatever, I don't care, because at the end of the day, you know, that's special to me. You know, it's very rare, you know,
wow,
that you get people to go out for you like that. You know, so hey, you know, and being an underground artist, and even though I've been blessed to have a nice fan base or whatever. The thing, I don't even like calling them fans. I call them supporters. You know, I will never speak language to you know, degrade what they're doing, because if not for those people buying your music or supporting or sharing your music, you're nowhere. So I think, you know, you got to get a reality check as an artist or an entertainer, man. Your tickets ain't selling, those people not buying them. You created all that stuff for nothing. So just appreciate what you got, you know.
That's right. That's right. I agree. And we look, and we love you, and we thank you. You know, and everybody needs fans like her. You know, because those are hard to come by.
That's
right. So your last song, what we're gonna do is we just want to just give you the opportunity to let everyone know where they can support you. So this way they know, okay, you know, if you're on iTunes or, you know, or not, this way they can go there and they can purchase some of your songs.
Yeah.
We want to open the floor and let you take over, and then we want to talk about the last song, and then we're going to end the show with your last song. So the floor is yours.
Well, I'm going to sum this up right here and just say, you can find me on Facebook, Larry. It's not Larry, it's pronounced Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edward Jr. on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, Soul of Larry on Twitter. If you want to get a, you know, taste of my music, my first album, Poetic Love, is available on www.larie.bandcamp.com. Okay, and the music that you just heard tonight, including the last song, comes from Love Anthems. That is my newest EP. You can get it on iTunes or Apple Music. You can get it on Spotify. You can even get it on Napster and MediaNet. It's also available on Amazon and most of your digital platforms. So if most people are into Apple Music now, so all you got to do is type in Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Love Anthem. The whole EP is there, including the intro. Now, you know, if you just want to get a couple of songs to put in your library, it's right there for you. And type in the same thing, Larry, Love Anthems on Spotify. And I'm going to give a quick real shout out first of all to you guys, the Diva Squad and Rich Money, for having me here tonight on Q Palace Radio. Got to give a shout out to the creator,
The creator God that brought me here, gave me my talents, my parents back in Richmond, Virginia, Gloria and Larry Sr. I'm riding for the rest of my family. If I don't call y'all out, it's too many of y'all, so, you know, don't take it personal. my clique in Washington, D.C., that whole DMV fam, the Spit That venue, Droopy the Brick Ball, also my so many Secreted Emotions, Dior Ashley Brown, Kaniki J, Shannon Chapel Gray, and also last but rest in peace to One Wise African, who was a mentor to me. He was a great poet. My sidekick brother Rob the Poet Brown, I know he's tuning in. He's also a great performer. Maybe he'll hit y'all up for an interview. He's like my hype man. And we also have a role on another radio station called the Underground Power Hour, which comes on every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facebook Live. Willie Dusty Jones is the creator of Dusty's Entertainment, which brings forth the Underground Power Hour, which, you know, it's hosted by Larry Tallham and Brother Rob, and I might fill in from time to time. But they also take artist submissions, and they play me, and I also scout for talent there. So they're another dope station. I should check them out. But everybody, man, my poet friends from D.C. and New York, Miss Lady New York, she's tuning in, Poetry Collab partner. Mr. Shona Martin back in Richmond, Virginia. Rest in peace to my boy Jamal Johnson. He was a promoter back in Richmond, Virginia that created my MySpace page that helped me get to this level. So many people, man. Whoever's listening, Ms. Kenna Hodges, Ms. Latoria Sampson, you know, these are supporters, and Ms. Kasani Wheeler. Goodness gracious. If I don't call your name, she starts from my head and not my heart, because yes. I'll take up the whole block of them, then I'll end it by the time I finish giving all the shout outs. But, you know, but everybody, man, Norfolk State, you banger, also Jeffrey Settles, he produced Captivating, which I assume that might be the last track that y'all will play. That was my lead single, man. He big up to him, but I want to thank y'all. But yeah, y'all can reach me. I'm Googleable, you know, Larry Edwards. Also, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Oh, Larry Edwards, all one word, on Instagram, on IG. You can catch me doing IG Lives and stuff like that.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, yes, the last song we're going to play is Captivating. You want to tell us about it real quick?
Well, Captivating is just one of those songs where, you know, you see someone, she captivates you with her body, and but most importantly, she has a mind, you know what I mean? So she has a full combination, and, you know, it was brought to my attention, man. We always praising women's bodies and their assets. Why not just praise their mind, too, you know what I mean? Praise everything about them. So Captivating is saying, you know, hey, your sister has a great body, but she's also intelligent. She works hard. She's in the boardroom, classroom, hospital, room, wherever. And it's just my way of saying, you know, those particular sisters, she could be a security guard, nurse, janitor, whatever. She looks, you know, beautiful on the outside, but she's an even more wonderful person on the inside that gets out there and works her butt off. And, you know, there are men out there that appreciate sisters like that. So, you know, that was my gift back.
Nice, nice. All right. So we're definitely gonna play this song real quick. But before we do end the show, Miss Mobetta, any announcement you have that you wanna give?
No, not right now. I don't have. Oh, just a quick reminder that the community for the community Thanksgiving, for anybody that is in the Patchogue, Long Island area, Patchogue, Mastic, Greenport areas, that they're having an open community feast. Thanksgiving Day, the meals can be delivered or picked up. It's free. They do welcome donations. And you can it's held at Emmanuel Church, at 179 Main Street in Patchogue, New York. Like I said, all donations are welcome. Volunteers are also welcome if you'd like to volunteer your time. So if it's ran through Breaking Bread Ministry Outreach, and Reverend Jimmy Smiley is the officiator. And his number is 631-764-1805. So if you're in need of a hot meal or something on Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Day, this is free. If you're working and can't cook and stuff like that, all of this stuff is available. So, you know, be blessed with it.
I might miss that.
It's in Long Island. It's in Patchogue, Long Island. So if you're out in that area or something, or if you anybody in that area, tell them that this stuff is it is available. And that's November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. All the meals, they're trying to get it so all the meals can actually be delivered or picked up by noon, so everybody can have their meals.
Excellent.
Yep. So everybody's blessed with it.
All right. You. Excellent. So for me, it was only shout outs I have is happy belated birthday to Naisha. She turned 28 on Sunday.
Yes.
And happy birthday to Sarclacia. She's turning the big 30 on the 14th. So definitely happy birthday to both our kids.
Yes, happy birthday, ladies.
It's okay. So with that being said,
Can I do some right quick for the birthday people?
If that's okay.
All right. Just goes out for all the Scorpios and then young people that you just mentioned. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Scorpio. Happy birthday, I say, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yes, we appreciate you. It was a great show. Of course, you're welcome back anytime. And we welcome you here on the Music Squad. You know, GQ Palace Radio, you're definitely family to us. We're going to go out playing your song, Captivating. Have a blessed and safe week, everyone, and God bless you all.
God bless. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Fun.
go.
Was playing captivating, but it's definitely not the song. It's something with Jesus on it. By Larry Edwards.
Just a know when you're older, like a holy clover.